While school districts across the Commonwealth were forced to borrow about $1 billion to survive the longest budget impasse in 60 years, Governor Tom Wolf told Pennsylvania taxpayers that he was holding out for a balanced budget. He couldn't hold out any longer. After a 266-day standoff with the Republican-led legislature, Wolf will allow a $30 billion GOP budget package to become law without his signature. It's a budget that Wolf warned would be a train wreck just days ago, and he says nothing has changed. The math in this budget does not work, Wolf said in a statement. Next fiscal year already has a $2 billion structural budget deficit that this budget does nothing to address, he said, while warning of credit downgrades, tax hikes, and other calamities. But if Wolf is right and nothing has changed, we've essentially waited 9 months for a budget that gave us no new sustainable revenues. We've waited 9 months to find out that Pennsylvania taxpayers will have to repay millions in interest on the loans that kept school districts afloat while state money was held up by petty politics. We've waited 9 months to find out we could be in a bigger mess than we were in when we started. Wolf blames Republican legislators who, he said, refused to bargain in good faith. Republicans, having gotten their way, are gleefully pointing the finger at Wolf. I blame both the governor and the Republican-led legislature for this mess. Governor Wolf, a businessman, clearly did not fully grasp the fine art of political compromise. And it didn't help that he publicly badmouthed the very people he needed to work with in order to make a deal. That combative style of leadership, along with the intransigence of Republican legislators, led to a 9-month budget stalemate. Along the way, Wolf, who'd repeatedly vetoed GOP budget proposals, offered a glimmer of hope by releasing 6 months' worth of emergency funds for schools and over $9 billion for human services. But after cracking open the door for compromise, Wolf slammed it shut during his second budget address in February when he wagged his finger at Republicans, saying in part, "If you won't take seriously your responsibility to the people of Pennsylvania, then find another job." House GOP leader Dave Reed didn't take kindly to the lecture, and in a reference to Peter Pan, said Wolf had left fantasy land for Neverland. We're talking about grown men here, people, and that's the shame of it all. Did Republicans play political games, signaling they would agree to a budget deal and then reneging? Yes, they did. Did Governor Wolf overestimate his negotiating position to the detriment of Pennsylvanians? Yes, he did. But despite all that, both sides now have a chance for a fresh start. With negotiations on the new budget just around the corner, neither the governor nor the Republican-led legislature can completely undo this year's huge fiscal mistakes. However, they can avoid repeating them. For the sake of all Pennsylvanians, I hope they choose the latter. I'm Solomon Jones.